From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting top American and British diplomats make little headway in reducing Saudi and Israeli misgivings about the Iran nuclear agreement. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jaber. Saudi Arabia is alarmed by the agreement.
We all look forward to an agreement that prevents Iran from acquiring a nuclear capability, that has a robust and continuous inspections regime.
In Jerusalem, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said he understands Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's concerns about the accord. He admitted that Iran's regional conduct will, quoting now, have to be dealt with in the months and years to come. The site intelligence group says the Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State says it has carried out a missile strike on an Egyptian Navy vessel off the North Sinai coast. Pictures posted online appear to show the frigate being hit by a rocket. The authenticity of the images could not be confirmed. Greece won a financial lifeline Thursday when Eurozone finance chiefs agreed to hand it a short-term loan. The loan should meet Greece's immediate debts and open the way for talks on a new three-year, $94 billion bailout. Kenyan officials say a drone strike in southern Somalia has killed 30 members of the militant group Al-Shabaab, including several of its top leaders. The U.S. military has not commented on media reports that a U.S. drone carried out the attack late Wednesday near the town of Bardare in the Gedo region. A Kenyan government spokesman says the slain Al-Shabaab leaders include Jama Dere and Ismail Jabha. This is VOA News. Swiss authorities say they have extradited to the United States one of seven detained FIFA officials to face corruption charges. The Switzerland Federal Office of Justice did not identify the official, but said he was extradited Wednesday. The official had agreed last week to be extradited as part of a U.S. corruption probe into FIFA. Japan's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that will loosen restraints on the military. The measures were passed Thursday with the support of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition, despite protests and a boycott by the main opposition parties. The action is an historic step away from the country's pacifist post-World War II policies. Ukraine's parliament has approved a law giving greater autonomy to the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's constitutional court will now review the law. As required by February's Minsk agreement, President Petro Poroshenko submitted the bill to parliament to give the separatist regions some degree of self-rule.
Жодного натяку на федералізацію. Україна була...
Mr. Poroshenko emphasized that Ukraine is still a United States. Dissenting lawmakers say that the law undermines Ukraine's struggle for territorial integrity. U.S. President Barack Obama has become the first president to visit a federal prison while in office. Mr. Obama traveled to El Reno Prison in the southwestern state of Oklahoma, where he planned to meet with law enforcement officials and nonviolent drug offenders.
These are young people who made mistakes that aren't that different than the mistakes I made and the mistakes that a lot of you guys make. The difference is they did not have the kinds of support structures, the second chances, the resources that would allow them to survive those mistakes.
The visit is part of Mr. Obama's push for prison reform and a fairer justice system. At least one person was shot after a man opened fire on a U.S. naval recruiting center in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee. Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke said there was one officer down, not specifying the extent of injuries or his condition. The U.S. Justice Department says a resident of the U.S. state of Ohio has been indicted on charges of providing material support to Islamic State militants. The Justice Department says Amir Saeed Rahman Al-Ghazi was arrested last month as he attempted to buy an AK-47 from an undercover agent. The Justice Department said Al-Ghazi is alleged to have communicated with individuals believed to be Islamic State members. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.